Market View on Money FM 89.3.
Earlier this morning, Singapore's final print for their third quarter GDP just came out, and a 5.8% year-on-year contraction, but also significant growth as compared to the prior quarter, lent some hope to economy watchers that perhaps Singapore is on its way towards a gradual economic recovery. But a lot of this, of course, will depend on external factors, given how vulnerable Singapore is to a lot of these global macroeconomic events. Today on Money FM 89.3, we're joined by Mr. Song Sing Woon, who's the economist at CIMB Private Banking, to share with us what he made of Singapore's final third quarter GDP figures and what this might foreshadow for Singapore's economic future. Mr. Song, thank you so much for joining us today. Glad to hear you and your family are still in good health, and welcome back to the show, sir.
Thank you. Thank you.
So again, we said 5.8%, which was a significant revision from the advanced GDP figures.
Yeah.
Can you share with us your impressions of the final GDP print and whether it met or missed your expectations?
Well, it's still hopeful, although onto your first point, it did slightly miss expectation. We were looking for around 10% quarter on quarter growth. It came in at 9.2. And year-on-year, a decline of around 5.5, 5.7. So just slightly outside of that, I think mainly because weakness in services were to be blamed.
And in fact, though, when you look at the numbers, Mr. Song, manufacturing and industrial output picked up significant slack in the third quarter print. You did mention services seemed a little bit stuck. Do you think that moving forward, Singapore will still be reliant on this particular leg of the economy as long as the pandemic bears uncertainty? It seems that this has proven to be more resilient than some give it credit for. What's your outlook on what's going to drive or going to sustain Singapore's economy?
If we look at Q3 and perhaps even in Q4 near term, manufacturing rebound, or if we look at it in more simpler, second half of the year versus first half, we saw a bigger rebound on tech manufacturing, in particular semiconductors, as well as the biomed cluster, both medical devices, ingredients, and other, I suppose, bits and pieces that goes into making medicine. Services, on the other hand, still somewhat mixed. Oh, before I go, even services side, on the goods producing side, now, yes, we saw manufacturing did well, but construction continued to be a drag, although the crane behind me seems to have quietened down this afternoon, might have to do with the rain. So goods manufacturing side, or the goods producing side, manufacturing did better on chips and biomed. Construction still weak and perhaps likely to remain soft as we see activities pick up. Services side, I think if we look at across them all, still somewhat mixed, except for a small handful. We saw positive growth from the ICT, the communication telecom segment. Finance, I think volatility in market is good for finance side. And property-related transaction activities, the real estate side. Outside of that, we just saw less bad figures on just an improvement on demand side, especially external demand, which helped narrow and lift the export side. On the domestic front, private consumption was less bad, but most of the consumption came from government side. Government spending continued to accelerate. I think that pattern will continue to persist into Q4 and certainly into the beginning of 2021.
Now, looking forward into the second, the fourth quarter, Mr. Song, we did see that the improved numbers, at least in the third quarter, were also in part because of improved economic activity from some of Singapore's largest trading partners and these major regions. But of course, we know that the last 2 months have been starkly different. A second wave of infections across the Eurozone, a possible double dip recession there. The U.S. also seeing stalled recovery out there. Will the fourth quarter numbers for Singapore itself be affected given all of these particular headwinds coming from some of our largest trading partners and some of the uncertainties that have arisen thanks to these new COVID-19 infections? So how is this influencing your outlook for the fourth quarter, sir?
I mean, if we look back again and see quarter on quarter, we saw after the over 13% contraction in second quarter, a rebound over 9% quarter on quarter growth in Q3. For Q4, I think we're only just looking at maybe 2-3% growth quarter on quarter. We certainly would like to see something more stronger, but as we've seen from government effort to help one of the most affected sectors, travel and leisure, for instance, the travel bubble, the quarantine-free, general travel, sort of bubble-free travel, it's a bit of a mouthful, quarantine travel between general travel, between Hong Kong and Singapore, was supposed to to start with, you know, a flight on Sunday, but this has been pushed again. So it shows how even if we try to get businesses going and try to get businesses connected up, there are those potholes in that road to recovery, and that recovery is still somewhat uneven. So I think this is where, obviously, as we pointed out, we will have seen increased activities in Q4, but even with Malaysia and Singapore, 14-day stay-home notice is being introduced again. So all this adds to obstacle, and perhaps we could see growth momentum ease off in the fourth quarter. We could still see positive contribution on the services, like say, from ICT, even finance, or perhaps even a sustained growth from manufacturing. But what it does show is the momentum may moderate in Q4 and perhaps into Q1, even though there is a lot of vaccine optimism and enthusiasm, which may help. So still layers of uncertainty as we look into 2020 and early 2021.
We're saluting to Mr. Song Seung-won, economist at CIMB Private Banking here on Money FM 89.3. The outlook for the fourth quarter has become a little bit hazier than we previously thought. But when you look at the performance of equity markets, specifically here in Singapore, there is a case to be made that they've actually been outperforming some of the major equity indices across the Asia-Pacific for the most part. Indeed. And I don't think anybody thought that there would be an attempt at breaching 2,800, say, 3 weeks ago. But here we are at the moment. What do you think is fueling the positivity among investors here? Do you think it's because perhaps Singapore has more to gain from a successful vaccine regimen being rolled out? Or could it have something to do also with the stimulus promises that the government has made in recent weeks also? What do you think is driving some of this exuberance that we're seeing here in Singapore?
Indeed. I mean, again, beginning of the month, people were looking at Singapore's benchmark index, the SDI, and say, wow, we're down 25% and among the worst performer in the Asia-Pacific region. Here we are towards the end of the month, and the SDI, as you said, has rebounded significantly. We can put that, I suppose, again, in terms of expectation. We saw banks. Let's take DBS Bank, for instance. Beginning of the month, I think was what? Less than $19. Today, I haven't seen the screen today. It's closer to $25. Again, vaccine hope. There is a lot of optimism that because Singapore has fallen more, it's a laggard. So if we were to look at the strong recovery in external demand, which is being premised on vaccine enthusiasm and vaccine hope, there is that rotational play which seems to be at work at this point. I mean, every strategy is sort of penciling in emerging market growth, rotational play, and Singapore seems to fit in with that theme very well. Somewhat premature, perhaps, but you can't argue with a wall of money as they continue to move out from where the vaccine fear and shelter had been into possibly stocks that may benefit from a laggard play as well as a growth play.
And so the outlook, at least for 2021, is that Singapore will return to growth. How is this all coloring your outlook on the Singapore dollar? Will the local currency benefit perhaps from an economic recovery if it does happen based on the forecasts? And also, how is this all influencing your outlook on the local currency?
Okay, before I talk about the local currency, so I suppose when we look at the region as a whole, although we are seeing pockets of new infections and surges in cases. Generally, I think the export side of the economy seems to be doing well. If we talk particularly about China, obviously the pandemic there, they have controlled it far better than anyone else. And with a far larger population, they are in a much better shape to drive growth through consumption. And with the export recovery, I think the Chinese government is going down what they call the dual track, or getting growth from the domestic sector to some extent, import substitution at play because the China-US relationship, I think, still remains vulnerable. And on the other side, we've got export recovery. So suddenly with the outlook for the Chinese side looking firmer or more stable, we saw the Chinese currency appreciated. And on the flip side, because we are seeing vaccine optimism, we are also seeing US dollar, which is seeing more of a safe haven asset, in that sense, sold off as risk-on play, come into very much in focus. So we have got money flows into the Asia-Pacific, money flows into equities, with the macro numbers relatively still better than in second half compared to first half. Regional currencies, whether you're talking about yuan, have all benefited. So coming back to the Singapore currencies, I think we basically, because we are trade weighted, if we are seeing stronger Chinese currency, generally more positive regional currency. So if regional currencies, including most of the emerging country currencies, are stronger, then we certainly would see a trade-weighted currency being stronger. But obviously, we will be looking at technical levels going forward. But by and large, we are continuing to be seeing risk-on play, then a safe haven currency like the dollar may continue to come under pressure. And so that's where we see things planning out in the coming days and months on whether the optimism of a growth outlook globally can be supported either by improved relationship between China and US, geopolitics, as well as, I suppose, vaccine hope helping to arrest or turn around the pandemic.
Mr. Song Seung-won, economist at CIMB Private Banking, thank you so much for joining us today on Money FM 89.3 to talk about Singapore's final print for their third quarter GDP figures. As always, I wish you and your loved ones continued health and safety during these times. And we look forward to next time we can have you back on the show. Happy Monday, sir.
Thank you very much. Take care.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.